From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah saw its largest single-day increase in new COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. That's according to numbers released today by the state's Department of Health. Officials announced 215 more cases of the virus, bringing the state to more than 8,900. But state epidemiologist Angela Dunn says the state's growth rate over the past 7 days has remained consistent, which is a sign cases are plateauing. Public health officials said this afternoon that COVID-19 is now surging in southwest Utah. The announcement comes 1 week after the Utah Department of Health warned such an event might occur. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more.
The 25 new cases of COVID-19 marked the biggest single-day jump in southwest Utah since the onset of the pandemic. The region also saw 6 new hospitalizations, almost doubling the number of local residents who are currently hospitalized due to the virus.
But when I look at the trend and what I see happening in the hospital, I think it's hard to not call this a surge event.
Dr. Patrick Carroll is the medical director of Dixie Regional Medical Center, the biggest hospital in the area. He says his hospital still has plenty of beds and has not yet implemented any of its surge contingency plans, but it may have to if current trends continue.
Early on, what we saw was a significant number, and even a majority of our patients that were COVID positive, were patients that were from outside of Washington County. That's no longer the case.
Carroll emphasized that these new cases are community spread, and he's calling on the region's residents to wear masks and continue social distancing to keep the curve here flat. David Fox, KUER News.
Governor Gary Herbert confirmed today that he had conversations with gubernatorial candidate Thomas Wright about dropping out of the race, and that he asked Wright to endorse Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. Herbert says he didn't try to pressure Wright to drop out and doesn't think he broke any state laws.
His poll numbers were down, and so, as happens typically with campaigns, it's time to reevaluate and reassess. So I took that opportunity to talk to my friend Thomas Wright and see what his evaluation was, what was his plans going forward.
Wright is still in the race and polling in the single digits, far behind the 3 other candidates in the Republican primary, which is scheduled for June 30th. Utah Senator Mitt Romney addressed the death of George Floyd on Twitter today. Floyd died Monday in Minnesota after a Minneapolis police officer kneeled on his neck for about 7 minutes as he laid face down and handcuffed. Video of the incident has led to violent protests in the city. Romney tweeted today, quote, "No Americans should fear enmity and harm from those sworn to protect us." He also said the outrage from Floyd's death must lead to determination to get rid of racist abuse. The Utah Department of Transportation's budget could shrink by up to $1.5 million next year. That's due to falling tax revenues resulting from the coronavirus pandemic. KUER's Sonia Hudson has details on a plan to get there that was approved today.
The potential cuts include scaling back carcass removal, litter pickup, and road sweeping in a large swath of central Utah. There could also be reductions in building maintenance, traffic studies, and new snowplow purchases. UDOT Executive Director Carlos Becerra says these suggestions won't have big safety impacts or long-term consequences for the state's roads.
Good roads cost less. And if we stop investing in pavement preservation, you know, it might not be apparent today or tomorrow, but in 4 or 5 years, it would basically create a financial liability for the state.
The Executive Appropriations Committee will decide next month which proposed cuts to accept across all agencies. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Utah elected officials and public health experts are speaking out against the Trump administration's rollback of clean car standards. The administration relaxed fuel standards in March, a move the Environmental Defense Fund says will increase greenhouse gas emissions by about 1.5 billion tons by 2040. Republican Representative Stephen Handy said today the rollback threatens the health and economic prosperity of Utahns.
I've heard more than one story about a recruiter to come to Utah, gets off the plane during one of our notorious inversions and says, I don't think so. Getting right back on the plane, and that was that. We can't have that happen.
Officials also cited a recent study which found that increased air pollution makes COVID-19 more deadly. Former Republican Congresswoman Mia Love endorsed State Representative Kim Coleman in the race for Utah's 4th congressional district. Coleman is one of four Republican candidates hoping to win back the seat for the GOP from Ben McAdams. McAdams narrowly defeated Love in 2018 to become Utah's lone Democrat in Congress. Love said Wednesday that Coleman has been a tenacious contender for the party's nomination in the suburban Salt Lake City district. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.